You're listening to the SDC Foundations podcast. This year, we're looking at the early church through the Book of Acts and Paul's letters. An opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Tuesday, the 6th of February. Hello and welcome to Tuesday's podcast. I hope you're having a great week. My name's Bryony and I'm joining you all week as we look at Paul's letter to the Philippians. Yesterday, we thought about Paul's challenge to move from self-centeredness to selflessness. Today, he really puts flesh on the bones of this idea by describing the best example of this, Jesus. This passage is very different to the rest of the letter and comes in the form of a beautiful poem. It's definitely worth reading fully and maybe even memorising if you're up for a bit of a Lent challenge. But stay tuned at the end of this podcast to hear the whole passage. But today and this morning, I'm going to focus on verse 7. And that reads, "He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness." When we hear and read Paul's words, we hear that Jesus took the very nature of a servant. And it caused me to pause when I read this and ask the question, what is that nature? What is a servant? I don't know about you, but I don't have a servant currently at home. So it made me think about that. What is a servant? What does that nature mean? Now, I'm not really a big box set watcher. I rarely have a clue what people are talking about at lunchtime when conversation turns to Breaking Bad or Suits or Game of Thrones. Like, they have all completely passed me by. However, recently, myself and my husband did get completely hooked on The Crown. I don't know if any of you have watched it. But for those of you who haven't become addicted yet, the series follows the life of our queen from childhood throughout her adult life. And while it is a really fascinating insight into the royal family, I've also found myself really intrigued by the roles of those in service of the queen, her servants and her household staff. From the men who silently wait to open and close doors, to the head of staff, from the chauffeur to the press officers, these men and women have one thing in common. They have put their choice, their preferences, and for many, their life to one side in order to serve the crown. Their job is to do the royal family's bidding despite the cost to their own personal life. And for some of them, that was a considerable cost. That is the nature of a servant. It is one who knows his life isn't his, that he exists in that moment to serve someone else. And that's what Jesus did. That's who Jesus became when he came to earth. I don't know about you, but I find that pretty mind-blowing and completely overwhelming. The rest of the passage goes on to talk about Jesus' power and authority. In assuming a servant's role, Jesus didn't lose his identity as the Son of God. In fact, he was so certain of his relationship with his Father that he could take this nature of a servant without it threatening his identity. Paul holds Jesus up as the perfect example of selflessness and a life lived for others. Leading on from his challenge, which we read yesterday, to value others above ourselves, Paul is using Jesus as an example of how when we do this, we don't need to worry about our identity, our standing, or our worth. Choosing to put others first can sometimes feel quite risky, can't it? Our human nature says, protect yourself, look after number one. Therefore, when we choose to prefer another or make ourselves less, it's easy for a little voice to jump into our head and say, but who will look after you? Or they're going to take advantage of you. Or maybe, if you do that, you know they won't appreciate it. Jesus' example says, do it anyway. Take the risk. Prefer others. Your value with God is fixed. You have nothing to prove, nothing to protect. Why don't we have an experiment today? What about we all try to prefer three people today? Maybe we could let someone go in front of us in the line. Give our husband or wife the nicest looking portion of pudding. speak well of someone at work rather than talking about our own work or project. And I just wonder how that will make us feel today. A prayer. Jesus, thank you that in you we have the perfect example of serving and preferring others. Help us to show your love to those around us, to put down our own wants and needs and look to put others first. Amen. Philippians 2:5-11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.